This is round two for the Regional Economic Development Councils, who have already received over $750 million for projects ranging from cancer research and biotech to tourism boosters and downtown revitalization. Governor Cuomo spoke before leaders from the 10 regions, ranging from Buffalo to Long Island, presented ideas for more spending projects. The governor says he's trying to make up for years of neglect in New York that he says helped lead to the once empire state's economic decline.
The other states, the governors were basically the head of the Chamber of Commerce. And they got that the job was about creating, attracting businesses to come to the state. New York, we took it for granted, and we also had an attitude that almost anything we did would have to be tolerated by businesses because they didn't have an option. And we've learned painfully the hard way.
The president of the state's business council, Heather Brichetti, says the distribution of money to the regional councils is more organized than the past methods. Economic development funding was often distributed by former governors and legislative leaders when each received a pot of money, sometimes totaling $750 million as part of the state budget deal. Other grants were given out in the form of member items to projects in favored lawmakers' districts.
It's not one-off or ad hoc as it has been in the past. And the coordination of the agencies being involved in the economic development process, having them all sit at the table, is tremendously positive.
The Business Council is releasing its annual report card of state legislators, and the group gave Senate Republicans high marks for approving a pro-business agenda. Even Assembly Democrats, who often score low on the business lobby's rankings, improved their scores, says Brichetti. She says the business lobby gave high grades for the adoption of a property tax cap, a new pension tier for public workers, and 2 years of austere state budgets.
These were very fiscally conservative budgets that help keep the state moving in the right direction, vastly different from what we were rating 2 years ago, which were the 2 years prior, where we saw $11 billion in new taxes and fees and huge growth in state spending and no fiscal restraint.
But she says the state still has a ways to go to become truly business-friendly.
The regulatory climate is tough. We still are a very highly taxed state, but we would like to see things continue to move in this direction.
More New Yorkers seem to agree with Brichetti and like many of the actions, pro-business or otherwise, that Governor Cuomo and lawmakers are taking. A Siena College poll finds a record number, 56%, think the state is headed in the right direction. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.